There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As Chicago works from home, the score is there for you.
Thank you guys so much for what you do. The score, I'm a loyal listener to these tough times. It's a relief to know I can turn you guys on my dial and have you be here.
We have the score to get us through this. Thanks for being out there. You guys are a breath of fresh air. The whole score team makes it a lot easier, so I applaud you for it.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is an open competition. They've both been told that. I think it's the best way to do it. And I think the good thing is just honesty and transparency with both players as we go through it. And, you know, we want what's best for the Chicago Bears. It's as simple as that. And that really applies to any position on our team. And for this situation, hey, let these guys battle it out. Let the process naturally happen. And over time, that decision will be made.
That's Ryan Pace, Bears general manager, on their recent teleconference after the trade for Nick Foles became official, and all the attention is going to be on what they say is a quarterback competition. We will see how that actually manifests itself, and maybe there will be somebody else in the room after next weekend. We are a week away from the NFL draft, and here to give us a Bears reset and an NFL one as well is Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports. Eric Edholm is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How's it going, Eric? How you doing?
My friend, I hope you're hanging in there. I'm fine, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, the Bears yesterday re-signed Roy Robertson-Harris, or he signed his tender, I should say. So he remains part of the mix, an important part of their defensive line. And it does appear that even though they seem well-stocked there, that they could be looking for even more help?
Yeah, it's possible. I think it's probably going to be a little bit more on the edge. And obviously, you know, with Robert Quinn signing, I mean, the Bears have done some work on some edge rushers, draft prospects prior to that point, but they've continued to do some. And I don't know exactly how they're going to attack this thing with the 2 second rounders and a gap, and then, you know, whether it's going to be a trade up or down or whatnot. But keep an eye on the edge rush position as somewhere that they could go after, even though it seems like a team strength with two of their better players, theoretically, two of their highest paid players anyway. But I wouldn't be shocked if a fairly early pick is used on one. And a guy to keep in mind is Curtis Weaver out of Boise State. That's a player they've done a lot of work on and might be higher on than other teams are.
What do you know about him?
Well, he's really interesting in the sense that he's not your typical pass rusher. He's sort of squarely built, and he's sort of a power guy. He's got unbelievable hands. Like, that's really the thing you notice with him. Watching him in the opener against Florida State, I want to say he played like 94 snaps in August in Tallahassee. So, I mean, that, you know, his stamina is incredible. His strength and pop at the line is really, really good. What he is a supremely dynamic athlete. He's more of a thickly built guy, a power end, an unusual style, but he wins. I mean, he gets sacks, and so you can't overlook the production. And he's just a really tricky player to figure out as far as, you know, how he fits on an NFL defense. I think the Bears could find a use for him, obviously, and you know, use a three-man rotation up there with Quinn and Mack and him. So, I don't know, again, just if that theoretically were to happen.
I read a Pro Football Focus story that was really convincing in the data that they used to show that, in general, the NFL overrates pass rush and underrates coverage. That coverage is much more of a defining defensive characteristic than perhaps we like to think, because we look at those beasts up front and our eyes, I think part of this is how we're fooled by the way we watch games on television, because our eyes are on the quarterback, our eyes are on the ball, and we don't see the effect that coverage has on some of the decisions that are made, and it's not given the same shrift on television. Have you noticed that that's true, and do NFL teams recognize that maybe more than we do as observers?
Well, you know, I hate to always bring the obvious example to the table here, but the New England Patriots clearly put an emphasis on coverage over pressure, right, over sack artists, 30 of these guys, high-paid defensive ends. They let Chandler Jones go, and a lot of people say, well, it's one of the worst moves they've made in recent years. Maybe, but maybe they weren't willing to commit those kind of dollars to that position, but they were able to sign Stephon Gilmore because of it. And, you know, New England had historically good pass coverage last year. Were they a little light at the end of the year against the run? Sure. But, you know, I mean, nobody was throwing the football on them, you know, for most of the season. So I think that's a good example of a team that kind of built from the back forward. And, you know, I mean, that's just one team. You look at the 49ers, they got to a Super Bowl with a great pass rush. You know, the Chiefs obviously have a lot of, you know, players up front who can get to the quarterback and kind of a young secondary that they mesh. But, you know, Tyrann Mathieu was the glue of that thing, and they used the first round pick on a safety. So, you know, you can look at it different ways, but there are plenty of examples of teams who really value those secondary players because they're hard to find, and good coverage guys should be held on to as long as possible.
How high is too high for this second safety position that the Bears obviously need?
That's a great question, especially because if you look at the sort of how I think the draft is going to go. I don't know that more than one safety goes in round one. In fact, I don't even know that one safety goes in round one. So, you know, from that perspective, you could get some pretty good players pushed down to that range. You might see four or five safeties, let's say none go in round one. I think there's going to be a glut of two positions that go off early in round two. Running back, probably not a huge Bears need immediately. And safety, one that I think they would really consider. So, you know, if you've got Xavier McKinney from Alabama, you know, Jeremy Chinn is the hot name, the kid from SIU, outstanding athlete. Kyle Duggar, the kid from Lenoir Ryan, believe me, he's going to be a top 60 pick or something like that. You know, Grant Delpit from LSU and on, you know, Antoine Winfield especially. Those five guys could all go off in about a 15 or 20 pick span somewhere in the second round. So that's kind of right in their wheelhouse. If there's a player who they have rated above where they're picking, I think they absolutely would not hesitate to take one of them.
They also need a corner with Prince Amukamara gone, who was, while unspectacular, certainly reliable. And I don't think they're ready to turn over one of those spots to Kevin Tolliver, Stephen Denmark, Duke Shelley. Not right now, not with what they're trying to do defensively. Is there somebody who that they could find where they're picking that could be a day one starter at corner?
Yeah, there are a few. Corner has been a really fascinating position when you talk to different people around the league, and you know, whether it's the area scouts or whether it's the scouting directors or anybody who's done a lot of work on these guys. And there's two at the top, Jeffrey Okuda, C.J. Henderson. Both are going to be somewhere in the first dozen picks off the board. After that, though, the order, depending on who you talk to, changes dramatically. Some really like A.J. Terrell from Clemson. Others put a second or even a high third-round grade on him. You know, Noah Igbinoghene is another hot name, and it's taken me weeks to actually get the pronunciation down. But the kid from Auburn, he didn't have any interceptions last year, but outstanding athlete, great in coverage, hard hitter, really interesting player. If he's there at 42, which I'm not sure he will be, but if he is, that's a player I could absolutely see the Bears really, really liking. And then you've kind of got this other glut of guys. I mean, Trevon Diggs, there's some questions about whether he's sure to go in the first 40 or 50 picks. I mean, it's hard to know this year. I think the group of corners after the top two and down to about the 10th or 11th corner, depending on the team, you could almost throw them in a bag and pull them out and you'd get probably 20 different orders. It's really surprising how mixed up they are this year. But one or two of those guys, I think, you know, could be there right in the Bears' wheelhouse.
Not surprisingly, wide receiver remains a deep position in this draft. It's a deep position in general. And the Bears do need some speed. They are losing Taylor Gabriel. They're going to have to find some targets to try to take the top off a defense, stretch a defense, change the geometry of it at the very least. Is this just the new reality that now every year is going to have all of these talented wide receivers, because that's just where football is right now, that they're playing 7-on-7, they are not fearing the big hits over the middle like they used to, and they're coming out of high school with more polish as they're training at these, you know, wide receiver, you know, private facilities now. Is this just something we need to get used to, that it's going to be easier and easier to find capable wide receivers deeper into drafts, or is this year really that special?
Well, this year, to me, what separates it, and I think you make a ton of valid points, right? All the 7-on-7 football that's played, all the camps that, you know, this year notwithstanding, are normally a huge part of the kind of the summer circuit and everything else. And, you know, they're becoming recruiting hives now too, right? I mean, so obviously, like you said, all those reasons, I think you're seeing receivers who are more polished, you know, guys who are giving up their track dreams and working on football maybe at an earlier age. But back to this class, I think what, you know, and this is not a knock on CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy or, you know, Henry Ruggs at the top of the draft, Justin Jefferson. To me, what makes this class special is the depth. I mean, I think really more so than that, you know, Odell Beckham, Mike Evans class a couple of years ago, which was super top heavy and you had clear-cut stars. This one has some really nice players at the top, but also that depth to where you could be sitting in round four asking yourself, how is this guy still out there? How are these several people still on the board? I think some of these patience is going to be rewarded. And I know it's very hard when there are good players out there and you want to take them, but The team that maybe slow plays that position a little bit and isn't super picky about height, weight, specific sizes or specific receiver positions could really be rewarded with some quality day three talent. I think there are going to be multiple day three players at that position who become starters in this league.
Why do I think that LSU tight end Thaddeus Moss is better than you professionals seem to think he is? Every time I saw him, he was making contested catches. And maybe that's because he was covered, because he wasn't getting separation. But you certainly have to love the bloodlines, and you just watch the guy perform in big games at big times.
Yeah, he got a lot of, day three grades when I called around. He's a little bit of an older prospect. Wasn't a starter to begin the year. They had this kid, Stephen Sullivan, as the primary Y receiver slash tight end that they had in their offense. But once he got in there, I don't think he dropped a pass all year. In fact, I'm not even sure he had a drop that you could sort of call an actual drop in college. So very reliable hands, kind of a shorter guy, like 6'1" and a half, but 250 range. So he's thickly built for the position, sort of the opposite of Randy Moss. So kind of unusual in that regard. But, the play speed is a little slow. He's probably great as a number two option or something like that. I think he just didn't ever look fast to me, but he did make those plays and he did get open. Was it because they had, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and all those other weapons? Probably. But I think he's an interesting option on day three as somebody who just seems to have a knack for getting open and making plays. And you're right, down the stretch, he became a key part of what they did. And I don't know, he's interesting to me. I know scouts aren't super jacked on him, but there will be somebody in that day three range that takes a shot on him.
Talking with Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports, who covers the draft for them. Dan Bernstein with you, 9 to noon, live and local on Sports Radio 670 The Score. I saw this. Darren Rovell of the Action Network reported in fine detail about these draconian measures that the NFL is taking, the rules that they have sent out for all of these potential draftees in their homes. They say that prospective draftees will receive a welcome kit of products from NFL partners, including Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Bubbly, Gatorade, and Frito-Lay snacks, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, Mars candy will be included, Skittles, Snickers, M&Ms. They are telling them do not have any products displaying brands or logos that have not been approved by the NFL within camera range of your feed. This also goes for clothing. They can't wear logos of any brand other than an NFL team or league partner, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, or New Era. The clothing must be clean, free of any political or hate speech, with no political statements, no references to alcohol, drugs, or gambling, including poker. Because, oh my goodness, gambling and the NFL and football, how could we ever? Do you think it's going to be possible for this to happen? And what kind of recourse would there be if this is not obeyed?
Right. Boy, I thought there was controversy when Brian Urlacher came out with the vitamin water hat at the Super Bowl. My goodness. Wow. That set a chill down my spine. But I didn't see that, first of all, because Darren's actually blocked me on Twitter. That's a whole other story. But if you want to do a segment on that sometime, I'm more than willing to hop back on. That's pretty funny.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, no, they always take the draconian is an excellent word for that. They do seem to take these seemingly ridiculous measures to prevent any of these types of things from happening. And who knows? Look, I mean, if somebody pulled up their blank white T-shirt and had something underneath it, right, I'm sure it's possible. We've seen it on the recruiting stunt videos and things like that, the commitment videos. But I suspect most people will probably play nice. Who knows? It would be kind of a fun little bird flip to the league on that one.
Eric, appreciate it. As always, we may talk again as the draft draws closer. I know it's a busy time for you. Appreciate you hopping on.
No, no problem. My pleasure. Thanks.
That is Eric Edholm of Yahoo with some valuable draft thoughts. It is time for us to play Who Am I? And I'm going to give you some thumbnail biographical information about an athlete, and then you're going to determine who it is. Also coming up, I want you to hear from Dr. Brian Cole, who is a longtime Bulls orthopedist who is involved in a study that is being done. Major League Baseball is doing a sweeping study because of the data that they're going to be able to gather and the closed community that they have available into the spread of COVID-19, who's symptomatic, who's asymptomatic, et cetera. And he's also, he talked about what sports is going to look like and what some of these social distancing rules are going to be as we start to roll sports back out when the time comes. But it is time for me to ask you this. Who am I? I come to you from the world of basketball, and I'll give you the inspiration on this. My son and his friends have been playing a lot of NBA 2K. I'm sure it's the same in your house as well, with a lot of video games, a lot of Fortnite, a lot of 2K, a lot of MLB The Show. And what I didn't realize is that as they put teams together, that there are players from all throughout NBA who are represented in the game. And I overheard my son talking to his friend. He's like, yeah, we won the game. This guy didn't miss a shot. This guy was unbelievable. And I've never heard of him before. I don't know who this guy was or where he came from, but it was like having Steph Curry, but he wasn't Steph Curry. And I thought, wait, what am I overhearing this properly? And I said, wait, you never heard of this guy? I remember him being exactly what you're describing. And this person was second team NBA All-Rookie when he debuted. A couple of years later, he was an NBA Most Improved Player. In college, he was a two-time consensus first team All-American and a two-time Major Conference Player of the Year. He spent 9 years in the NBA. He averaged 14.6 points, his highest scoring average in any given year was 19.2. I will give you height and weight. 6'1", 162. So I ask you, who am I? I will reveal the answer next on The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. The Browns are the latest NFL team to break the chains of Nike's ugly, tacky clutches. Cleveland unveiled their new uniforms, which are their old uniforms. Classic helmet, brown home jerseys, white road jerseys, no pants that say the team name on them, no drop shadow numbers, which is to say the Browns stripped the Nike out of them. They were the latest team to realize the error of their ways in trusting the design team from Phil Knight's fever dreams, just like the Bucks did by going right back to the jerseys they had before Nike spilled fluorescent paint on them, just like the Jaguars did as they returned back to the jerseys from before Nike's hideous concepts. I think we've got the evidence we need. Take the crayons away from Nike before they screw up your jerseys. This is Damon Amendolara.
It's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you are looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Team Hochberg has helped listeners recover after the 9/11 terrorist attacks and when the banking industry imploded in 2008, and they're available to help you now while our medical professionals and scientists combat the coronavirus. If you're having economic challenges due to coronavirus, immediately request a forbearance from your loan servicer. Forbearance will help you with the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan defer up to 12 months of mortgage payments. If you enter forbearance in April, you can defer your April, May, and June payments, but the three deferred payments are due when you make your July mortgage payment. If you cannot pay all 4 months in July, call and request another forbearance or a loan modification. Team Hochberg hopes this information helps everyone with a conventional loan. If you're interested in securing information about forbearance, refinancing your existing loan, or purchasing a new home, call Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-563-2843. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
It's America's most political podcast, The Rage Cage. All arguing, all the time. Susan just publicly embarrassed Jim in our debate on the economy. Next, geothermal heating and cooling. Jim.
It can save the planet, save money, and it's consistently comfortable.
Susan, isn't this just another scam by the powerful elites?
I can't believe it, but I agree with Jim. Geothermal is better than fossil fuels in every way.
Two guests agree? That makes me angry. Up next, healthcare. Geothermal. Energy we can all agree on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Arturis Karnišovas is going to be handed the reins of Bulls basketball. Will Perdue, what are your thoughts?
The Bulls fans should be very excited. Everybody spoke highly of him. The biggest thing that everybody talked about was his ability to identify talent, but also the relationship with the players.
I'm wondering what other connections are out there. Are we able to sort of project some possibilities here for some other Bulls, be it front office or on the bench?
You know, when he was an assistant at Denver, you know, he wasn't the head guy, but they all are developing their inner circle that if I ever get a job where I can start hiring guys, these are the guys I'm going to hire. We don't know who those guys are, but also at the same time, just like with the Bulls experience, Karnišovas may have an idea of who he wants to bring in to be the general manager, who he wants to bring in to fill certain positions.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
News is constantly changing. Listen to WBBM for the latest on the presidential primaries, the coronavirus, and local efforts to stop the spread. Stay informed. Listen to 105.9 FM or search WBBM News Radio at radio.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, my name is Max, I'm a dad, and I make podcasts. It's my job. But right now, things are pretty weird. Many of us are working from home, and schools around the world are closed. And that means we all need something to do while we're sitting inside. So we're asking kids everywhere the same question. If you could make a podcast about anything you wanted, what would you make? And we're turning the submissions into a brand new show. It's called The Kids Are All Home.
I like to call this Pantry Investigations.
Welcome to History Twins.
I'm Wilder. This is my sister, Rosie.
Say hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
So pause that movie you're watching for the fifth time in a row, put down that third snack you just snuck out of the pantry, and subscribe to The Kids Are All Home on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein asks, who am I?
Harris kind of, I don't know. Brown.
Oh, he's tall.
Yeah, he's kind of tall, sort of tall. And he's like always wearing
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Who am I?
So he's sort of tall.
Kind of.
With hair.
Yeah.
And he wears t-shirts sometimes.
Yes.
On 670 The Score.
Dan Bernstein with you on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and it's time to answer the question, who am I? And the genesis of this came from an overheard conversation. when I was working out downstairs and my son was playing video games. He's telling his friend, he's like, yeah, this guy, we're playing and this guy was just draining every shot. He's got crazy range, he's got crazy handles. And then he tried to pronounce his name and I started laughing and I said, that's not how you say his name, and I'm surprised that you never heard of him. Good job by the texter. Some really good guesses here. And my favorite part of this is just seeing the way texters think once they get some of this information. But I mentioned that this guy, 6'1", 162, he was second team all-rookie his first year. A couple years later, he was NBA's most improved player as a collegian. He was twice a first team All-American. He was twice his conference's player of the year in a major conference. And he had a relatively truncated NBA career. For a reason, kind of an unfortunate reason, actually. He only averaged 14.6 points per game, and in his top years, averaged 19.2. That was in 92-93, and in 95-96. He was drafted in 1990. He was the third pick overall. He is Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who played collegiately as Chris Jackson, and later changed his name when he became I believe, a Sunni Muslim. And indeed, a lot of Steph Curry, Shia Muslim, I want to make sure I get that right. Oh boy. A lot of the style of play, a guy who truly, truly before his time in how he played. So good job, texters. A lot of people guessing Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Some were guessing Jameer Nelson, Dana Barros, Mark Price, Ben Gordon. No, he's these guys. So the Price story was funny too, because that was another guy who popped up in 2K, and this was a couple of years ago, a while ago, and he's like, who's Price? I'm like, what do you mean, who's Price? He goes, he's white and his shorts are too small. I said, oh, it's Mark Price, and those shorts weren't considered too small back then. Earlier today, we heard the voice of Dr. Brian Cole. As you know, I have been saying throughout this crisis, listen to doctors and only listen to doctors. And one who you can hear from all the time on these very airwaves is Dr. Brian Cole of Midwest Orthopedics, because he's the co-host of Sports Medicine Weekly that is heard Saturdays at 8 a.m. He was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and I think it's important we give this a listen, because MLB is going to be at the leading edge of some really important antibody testing. There is a study that's going on with MLB employees, and it's not just players, it's workers throughout organizations, and they are going to give us some biomedical information that is going to help out everybody once they're able to learn more about COVID-19 and how it spreads and who gets symptoms and who doesn't. So this was Brian Cole this morning on The Score.
It's an amazing accomplishment over a less than 2-week period. My partner, Nick Verma, who's the lead team physician for the White Sox, is helping to shepherd this, and we're already done with our testing. So in a matter of 2 weeks or less, they'll be hopefully done with up to 10,000 people tested by Friday. That's tomorrow. This is an initiative that was began with the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory at Stanford, at the University of Southern California campus. And essentially it is designed to look at the prevalence. That's the number of people who actually test positive over the total sample, using a very simple blood prick and point of service antibody test. As you know, a lot of discussion, we can go into any detail you want, has been around the role of testing, both testing who's positive now and who's actually had the disease. This is a test that actually looks at who has had the disease. And it'll give us a sense of prevalence, assuming that the sensitivity, the specificity, and the accuracy of the test is acceptable, because that's a big consideration, because this test actually is not FDA approved. It's not dangerous. We just have to know how to interpret the information in the absence of true controlled trials. But this is one step along the way.
And what will we learn from this? How will we adapt that to what is going on right now?
Well, it's very important, because we're taking there's some basic historical characteristics that are being collected, such as, have you ever had symptoms? Have you tested to be positive in the past? And so what it'll speak to is this concept of community spread, asymptomatic and or symptomatic, and gives us what we call prevalence in a normalized population, with the only common denominator being that they had some affiliation with the MLB, right? So it gives us sort of overall prevalence around the country of 10,000 people that were sort of accessed through 27 MLB teams. So it was like the MLB, you know, spoke up, agreed right away and said, look, let's get to our sort of constituents immediately so we can identify easily, because we know who these people are. We can get to them. We can email them. And it was like a pyramid to get from 27 MLB teams down to 10,000 volunteers. So that will give us a sense of how prevalent this disease is, with some known independent variables such as self-reporting in an anonymous way. Have you had the disease? Have you had symptoms? Have you been tested positive or negative, and so forth? And it'll start to give us a sense. And again, this is the important thing, is just the assumption that the test is actually specific enough, sensitive enough, and accurate enough. Because without that, then the numbers will be less meaningful.
It's amazing, too, the speed of what they're trying to do in this study. When you read about what they're doing, they're mailing out these test kits, and the results are available in minutes. The testing subject then takes a photo, just snaps a photo on the phone, and emails it to the study center. And they think that they can do 10,000 of these results and have something meaningful, the data that's going to tell them something within days. That this isn't one of these multi-months, multi-year studies, that this is a rapid, almost instantaneous, as close as a large medical study can get to instantaneous. That's what actually dropped my jaw reading about it, was how fast they expect to do this. So I'm fascinated to see what, especially some of these antibody studies that are being done. I know once my sister recovered a couple of weeks ago, that she was actually invited to be part of a study in New York based on antibodies, and they're trying to determine if they can put together a serum with already produced antibodies to bolster the immune systems of frontline workers, of healthcare workers, et cetera. So there are some really smart people doing really smart things. Brian Cole was also asked about what our world's going to look like when sports comes back, how we're going to interact with each other, and what kind of measures are going to be in place to continue to keep us safe once sports come back.
People have talked about living life after COVID. I would ask that people, based on what we think we know for the time being, think about how we will live life with COVID. So knowing that we have taken measures to mitigate and reduce the curve, and we're doing an amazing job in Illinois, and we have to continue to do so in preventing and overwhelming the hospital system, which is the final point of no return. So we've achieved that thus far. So then moving forward, we're afforded the luxury to start talking about how we are going to live further with COVID. And that's where the role of continued mitigation, social distancing. So, you know, out of all the things we're doing, the most important has been social distancing and hygiene. So with or without the masks. But if you have social distancing, the mask becomes less relevant. If you have proper hygiene and don't touch your face, whether or not you're near or far from someone who's COVID positive, those are the best measures to reduce the chance of transmission in the community. But because this virus seems to be more lethal and more easily transmitted, we are left with a far greater burden. So I will be able to do surgery that's essential sooner, for example, than a team who has physical contact, unless we can test each and every one of them and everyone around them, right? To say, did they have the disease, or did they have it today? And remember, testing is imperfect because we don't know for sure, even if you've tested positive with these antibodies showing that at some point you had the disease. There's some discussion about you could get the disease again. It could be a false negative, or in theory, the virus could mutate and you can have a different form of it. So you almost get the feeling that there's just so many unanswered questions. But I can tell you the general rollout is going to take into consideration ongoing social distancing for the near term, the hygiene measures, the things you do anyway for things like the flu, and then taking into consideration the benefits of either point of care testing, saying, are you positive now or are you not? And have you had the disease in the past? Layered on top of that is our understanding of, A, if you've had in the past, is that really immunity that you've built up? So lots of unanswered questions, but you can imagine a world that this will happen slowly, where you'll have players in the same place at the same time. That'll possibly happen because you can control that environment far greater than you can control social distancing measures, for example, in a stadium. You can imagine sitting at the Cell or sitting at Wrigley or the United Center, 6 feet apart, it's not particularly practical. So there's going to be some challenges. I know there's lots of people guessing, but nobody has a definitive answer. If they do, I'd love for them to call me now because it's hard to see my way clear towards a definitive answer.
Real medical information from a real doctor, Dr. Brian Cole, who of Midwest Orthopedics, who works with the Chicago Bulls. And he's the co-host of Sports Medicine Weekly. You can hear him every Saturday at 8 a.m. on The Score. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including postal workers, CTA staff, and airport staff. We appreciate you. Len Casper is going to join us. He was on a brand new show last night on the Marquee Network. He was on Play at Home Trivia, and he squared off against our own Bruce Levine. So that. Have a brand new show, Play at Home Trivia, on Marquee. We'll talk to him about that and baseball and life. He's coming up next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is sponsored by Valparaiso University.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Israel Idanaje, former Chicago Bear. Coronavirus is very serious and is affecting everyone around us. As a city, we are not playing around. You should neither. Stay home. Save lives.
The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Vincent Goodwill.
One thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. But he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process, and I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dick Vitale.
It really has been tough. I mean, we know a Duke and a Kentucky and certain teams like that are going to get chances again. But a team like Dayton had a once-in-a-lifetime kind of team. You think about some of the teams out there that could have caused problems like Liberty and East Tennessee State denied that opportunity. But you know what? As I told some athletes just recently, and I said to them as they were moaning and groaning about not playing in tournaments and they couldn't go here, couldn't go there, I said, if that's the toughest thing you're going to deal with, you got a hell of a life. And that's how I feel right now, you know? Basketball's got to go on the back burner. Basketball's got to go to the bench. I never thought I'd say things like that, but so I love the game so much. I love sports so much. I miss my Rays right now. This year, they would have been unbelievable. Maybe 100 wins. I'm missing that right now.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here it comes. Drive to left. Grand slam time.
Len Casper.
Caps win.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby.
TV voice of the Cubs.
Hey, one other question about Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Does he still qualify for the Wookiee of the Year?
Slightly above average bassist.
Slap at the bass.
Len Casper.
Cubs win!
On The Score.
Len Casper's on Twitter, at Len Casper, the TV voice of the Cubs on Marquee Sports Network, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford. And Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Now, even though the Open says slightly above average bassist, I would think by the end of this, you're going to emerge, Len, as some combination of, I don't know, Sting, Geddy Lee, John Entwistle, and Chris Squire because of the time you have on your hands to hone your skills.
Yeah, that would be ideal, wouldn't it? I definitely have been playing a lot, and I'm hoping to come out of this better than I was when we started it, but I kind of feel that way about a lot of areas in life. I think the easy thing to do would be to try to watch everything Netflix has ever offered, but I'm fighting that urge and trying to pick a couple of things every day to be productive with, whether that's a hobby or staying in physical shape. But I think mentally that's the most important thing, right, is everyone's kind of dealing with this unprecedented nature of what we're going through right now. And I think the biggest thing, Dan, that most people I've talked to, it's just not knowing when we're coming out of the other side here, and that's the hardest part, I think.
It certainly seems like the canines in your house are perfectly peaceful, because every time you put those, look like the happiest beings possible right now. It doesn't seem like they're bothered at all.
No, and you know, part of me wonders if they're kind of like, why are you here all the time? But no, they've been exactly the same as always, and they love the companionship, and that part has been awesome. I'm kind of more in a suburban environment than you are, so I've been able to get out and about a little bit, which is really important. And, you know, that's where I feel for people who are in the city who don't have quite as much mobility. If I couldn't get outside, I don't know what I would do with myself. And, you know, while the weather hasn't been great around here, whenever the sun shines, it makes me think I should be at a ballpark.
Are you chasing the sports to scratch the itch at all? Are you doing what some people are doing with the marble racing or watching the Chinese Baseball League? I've been watching some highlights from there. Seeing actual human beings play actual baseball is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have been paying attention to whatever news trickles out from the commissioner's office, and then some of the, you know, the games going on in Taiwan, I believe, right? Korea's going to start up, I think, in May. But mostly I've been family oriented here and just trying to take best advantage as possible of being around every single day, and not trying to annoy each other, for sure, but also just kind of be a good husband and a good dad and a good companion. And the other thing I've tried to do, and I know you and I texted the other night, is just check on a couple of friends I haven't talked to in a while, particularly in the baseball realm. A lot of times what happens is it's I'll see you when I see you, and you know based on the schedule when you're going to run into broadcasters from around the league. But with the uncertainty going on right now, we don't know if and when that'll happen. So just, you know, maybe calling or texting a friend or two, particularly someone who lives alone, and making sure that they're doing okay, I think is really important.
And last night you were on a new show, Play at Home Trivia, on Marquee Sports Network, and you squared off against no less a formidable opponent than Bruce Levine, who's also a Marquee Sports Network contributor. And it concludes with a $500 donation to sponsor Miller Lite's virtual tip jar campaign that supports the Bartender Emergency Assistance Program. How did that go for you?
It was a lot of fun. It really was. I had no idea how difficult the questions would be or how easy they would be, and they kind of eased us in with some multiple choice. And as you said, Bruce knows his Cubs history, and we ended on a pretty good question. We did kind of the Jeopardy format where we wrote down our bet, so to speak, and then the question was, without trying to give away spoilers for people out there, I'll at least throw out the question. There's one player who's hit four home runs at Wrigley Field, and I think most baseball fans of note would get that answer right. There's one guy in particular who hit a lot of home runs as a visiting player at Wrigley Field. So, yeah, I enjoyed it very much, and I hope to be on it again, even though, again, I don't want to give away the result, but you can probably guess what happened.
Well, and I think I know the answer to that question of four home runs in a game at Wrigley Field, and I believe I was watching it as it happened, I want to say. But we talked to Ian Happ yesterday. It was a really interesting conversation about what he and those guys in that house are all doing to try to stay, you know, sort of stay frosty athletically. And apparently, Len, Ian and Zach Short and Dakota Mekas and Nico Horner are all together. And they got a lot of the exercise, the strength equipment from their training facility, and they apparently have set it up in their driveway. So they're throwing, they're working out, and he said, and this is why I thought of you, they're playing a lot of tennis, and to help keep their you know, feet moving and keep their eye on a ball of some kind, that they've started to get really competitive, playing singles, playing doubles, that's been their thing.
That's interesting. I actually played with Chris Spire, the former Cub player and coach, when he was Dusty Baker's coach, almost now 15 years ago, we would play on the road. And at the time, Spy was in his 50s, and he was absolutely terrific. We had some really good matches. Ryan Sandberg is a big tennis player. I have not played Rhino, but my guess is he's really good at it. Jeff Conine, the former Marlin, among other teams, is a world-class racquetball player. So I'm not really surprised that baseball players and racket sports kind of mesh together, and that's cool to hear.
Yeah, it was talking to Ian, too, just about I am constantly amazed by how great athletes are able to almost flip a switch in their head and have these, like on a different channel athletically, and not have one thing interfere with the next thing, because they just have that kind of control. You know, talking to Chris Bryant about golf, and I'm thinking, like, how do you have your golf swing, and then you have your baseball swing, and how do you make sure one isn't the other? And they all struggle to explain it. They just do. That's just how good they are at sports, is that they're able to sort of silo one thing as far as muscle memory and the way their brain works. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not an expert on biomechanics or kinesiology or any of this sort of thing, but you think about golf, you think about baseball, racket sports, the rotational nature of those sports. You would think that if you're good at one, you should be good at the other. And I'm not amazed. I guess I shouldn't be. But when you see basketball players do the baseball thing, it looks really awkward at times, doesn't it? Because of the movements of those sports. One is forward, backward. The other is a lot of rotation. So when I think of going after a tennis ball during a rally, I envision in a way like a Baez trying to field a grounder at short, and then instead of fielding the ball, doing his batting swing. So, yeah, I think those sports are much more similar. And then you have the basketball players, and sometimes when they're throwing, it looks really awkward, and you would think that they would match up, but they really are completely the opposite.
Do you remember watching Jim Courier play tennis and his backhand?
Player.
Yes, yeah, that backhand always looked like he was swinging a baseball bat to me.
Yep, and that's kind of the way I hit my backhand as well. It's a two-hander, and yeah, there's no question that I'm guessing Courier is probably a pretty good baseball player, maybe even a switch hitter because of that backhand.
I would think so. So give us what is on your bookshelf right now. What are you reading, and what music, other than your own bass work, what are you listening to right now to stay sane?
You know, I haven't listened to a ton of music lately. I've been really digging into podcasts and audio books. The book I finished a few weeks ago, which is not very long, is Mike Shropshire, called Seasons in Hell. It was about the 1973-75 Texas Rangers, managed by Whitey Herzog and Billy Martin. So really, really fantastic. I have read a book called Beatles 66, I think is the title, and the premise or the thesis of the book is that was the most important year in the Beatles history, just because everything kind of changed in 66, and by the end of the book you kind of agree with the premise. So if you're a big music fan, I would suggest you dive into that one. But I'm always, I finished the Montreal Expos book, Up and Away. I'm trying to do like one baseball book and then a bunch of other non-baseball related books. Dan Epstein's book, is it Plastic Grass and Big Hair, which is his run through the 1970s MLB. So I'm kind of in a 70s sports mode right now.
And lastly, as we let you go, I don't know if you saw the latest proposal. It's Tim Kirkjian. Reportedly, he says sources say they're one of the plans being considered. Here we go again with baseball and their plans. This would be an everybody goes to Japan plan, where because of the way the clock is set, that it'd be safer there. They can get the testing done. They can quarantine properly. And the MLB would play during the day where it's night games here. And then they would just flip over the stadiums and the Japanese league teams would play at their regular night times. And they would just do sort of a double schedule in some of these arenas. Would you be willing to head over there?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'd be willing to do anything. That is really interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah.
I've heard of this.
Right? That's what I thought, too. Len, continued good health and be well. We will talk again soon.
Same to you and your family. Talk soon, Dan.
That's Len Casper, the TV voice of the Chicago Cubs from Marquee Network. We thank our guests today, Patrick Mooney, John Suntress, Eric Edholm, and Len. Thanks to Jay Zawoski. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Tomorrow, our special guest is going to be Terry Bors. And we'll also talk a little bit of Bears. All kinds of surprises headed your way for a fun Friday here on the Scores Midday Show. Thank you for listening. Please continue to practice safe social distancing. Don't go out if you don't have to go out. Wear your mask. Wear it over your nose and your mouth. Wash your hands. Be healthy, listen to doctors, and only listen to people who listen to doctors. Lawrence Holmes is coming up. We will be back with you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Score, Chicago's sports station, is here for you.
Chuck Sworsky, Bulls play-by-play guy.
I want to thank, 670 The Score for everything you're doing, not only on the air, but off the air. And I'm not trying to patronize, I'm just speaking from the heart. So thank you.
The Score is continuing to do what we do best. Join us for some Chicago sports talk in your car, on your mobile device through the radio.com app, and on your home smart speaker. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ron Coomer here. During these uncertain times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here are some simple things you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Older adults or those who have other serious chronic health conditions, including chronic lung disease, heart disease, cancer, or weakened immune systems, are especially at risk for severe illness and must stay at home as much as possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Thanks for streaming The